Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rob Hogue, who is seeking the U.S. Senate nomination for Democrats in the June primary to run against Senator Chuck Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview.
First, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your political experience?
Sure. I'm a state senator from Cedar Rapids. I'm serving my third term in the Senate after two terms in the House. So this is my 14th year in the Iowa legislature. Serving in the Iowa legislature, I've really learned that government's not a debating society. It really is a practical tool we have to help address problems and help people and help communities. A little bit more about myself. I am a native of Iowa. I grew up in Iowa. I grew up in Iowa City. My dad was a math and statistics professor at the University of Iowa. I spent 9 years in the Twin Cities, got married. My wife and I decided to move back to Iowa when our oldest was four. And so we've lived in Cedar Rapids now since 1998. And I'm married. My wife, Kate, is a special education secretary at Cedar Rapids Washington High School. We have three kids, two of whom are in college, and my youngest is a high school sophomore.
And why have you decided to run for this seat at this time?
Well, I'm running for the United States Senate for a couple main reasons. Number one, I really believe our country needs to do more to address the problems of climate change and clean water and environmental sustainability. I've been a champion in the Iowa legislature for clean energy solutions and clean water solutions and natural resources. And that's one of the issues that personally motivates me to run, because we really do need Congress to work on those issues if we're going to be able to solve them. And we have solutions that work. We just need Congress to work so we can do the solutions. But more generally, Sally, I am really concerned that Congress is not functioning, and that is bad for our country. So I'm running because I want to make Congress work again for our people, our country, our future. And that was true even before this latest standoff over the Supreme Court justice. That is not the way it's supposed to work. The president is supposed to nominate somebody, and the Senate is supposed to give that person a hearing and an up or down vote. That's the way the process is supposed to work. But even before that, Congress wasn't working. It was just under 3 years ago that Congress shut down the federal government in October of 2013. And I consider that one of the most unpatriotic things Congress can do. I really do believe in making legislative bodies work, making Congress work. And if we can make Congress work, we can actually have a much better future as a country in terms of health, safety, prosperity, environmental sustainability. These are issues we can make progress on if we have a government that works and if we have a Congress that works.
And what do you think helps you stand out from the other Democrats with the primary coming up in June?
We do have a primary on June 7th. Early voting will start on April 28th for people who need to vote early. And I think I'm the best candidate to challenge Senator Grassley this fall. I have won five elections in a row. I've replaced Republicans twice. And one of the reasons I've won five elections in a row is because I think voters trust me to run the right type of campaign. I believe in campaigns that uplift our democracy. I've never run a negative 30-second attack ad. I don't believe in that garbage. It's irritating for most people, and it turns people off from the political process.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Rob Hogue, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate race against Chuck Grassley. He recently had an event in Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.